Hurricane Ian is expected to be among the most deadly and most costly storms to ever hit the U.S. Scenes of flooded homes, dangerous rescues have hopefully inspired you to help and support the organizations who are on the ground in Florida and the Carolinas. As a nation, it's what we should and always do when the cause is just and the need is great. Now, that doesn't stop stubbornness and ignorance from being injected into the scene. There are reports during Ian, as it was tearing through Florida, of how people who refused to obey evacuation notices were calling their local emergency services, right, to be rescued. In many cases, all they got was a recorded message, since many of those emergency service locations had shut down and evacuated. Then there were the people who see everything through politics. Saw on social media quite a few people posting that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis should not be reaching out to President Biden for any federal help. They insisted DeSantis, he could do the job all by himself. And by the way, that's the same Ron DeSantis who, when Superstorm Sandy hit the New York, New Jersey area, spoke out against federal funding for that storm recovery. But I digress. Then there were those who want to use a tragedy to try to prove a theory. Theory being global warming. Environmentalists say that Ian was just another example of what they call the new normal of tremendous deadly storms caused by the actions of humans, which have been affecting the environment. Well, let's go to some information. This is courtesy of NOAA about hurricanes in Florida and whether this is indeed a new normal. What I'm looking at here, it's a list of the 13 strongest hurricanes to ever hit Florida, ever. It's based on storm category designation and the measurement of air pressure. And if you look at this list of 13, Ian ranks, what do you think? No, number 8 on the list, tied with Hurricane Florida, which was 1948. Those are both Category 4s, just about Category 5. Top of the list was, it was called the Labor Day Hurricane, 1935. The other Category 5s were Michael in 2018 and Andrew in 1992. Continuing down the list, the Florida Keys, number 4 from 1919. These are all Category 4s now. The Okeechobee of 1928, Miami and Donna, tied at number 6 in 1926 and 1960, respectively. We have Hurricane Irma from 2017, mentioned Ian in Florida, again 2022 and 1948, respectively. They tied at number 8. Charlie was number 9. That was from 2004. The Fort Lauderdale Hurricane of 1947, number 10, Homestead, number 11. That was 1945. The Delray Beach Hurricane of 1949 was number 12, and from 1950, Hurricane King was number 13. Now, notice those dates. I'll go down from number 1 down the list. 1935, 2018, 1992, 1919, 1928, 1926, 1960, 2017, 1948, 2022, 2004, 1947, 1945, 1949, and 1950. So from this weather history, can we conclude that heavy-hitting storms in Florida, they're not a result of anything new, but instead they're a result of the specific climate in that region with the elements that make it as prone to hurricanes as Buffalo is prone to excessively large amounts of snow?